This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. By the way, you can always hear us on our podcast through the iTunes store. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth. Now, to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or my colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you may have to relate this show to your situation. Now, I'm a principal Falcon Wealth Planner, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee only financial planning firm that also has an investment management division as well. But we specialize in comprehensive financial planning. That's what goes over all important topics of personal finance. And now this is the season of tax, the T word. I hate the T word this time of the year. You just felt like you got done paying your property taxes last year. You know, you got another one coming up here in April. It's just right around the corner. Along with that, you got Uncle Sam on top of that. This is the time of the year where people are annoyed. Yes, annoyed, because it's taxes. Nobody likes taxes. So we are going over ways to help in tax strategy on things that you should be doing. Now, last week, if you missed the show, like I said, join our podcast. But last week, we went over Roth and traditional IRA and what makes the most sense for you. And we had a lot of people comment on that, saying they wish I went into more detail of it. Well, thanks a lot. You called just to make that comment. All right. Well, guess what? It worked, because we are going to do the same. So we're going to cover a little bit more detail of a Roth and traditional, because I already made a couple comments that a lot of people weren't aware of. I assume that everybody knew the difference between a traditional and a Roth. But as you can tell, we are a little different at our firm at Falcon Wealth Planning. We look at things understanding the big picture. So we're going to talk more about that big picture today. Now, if you want to make sure that you don't make a wrong decision on where to put money in, whether it's a Roth or a traditional, or making sure that you are prepared come tax time, we're not missing any low-hanging fruit, or if you want to make sure that you are prepared for retirement, understanding that you're saving in the proper account, Roth 401k, regular 401k, 457, 403b, whatever the case is, we can help with that, folks. That's what we do, and we are offering a master tax plan for you. It's a $500 offer. It's a master tax plan. Now, we are offering that to you, the listener, at no cost. You just give us a call and we can help you with this free master tax plan. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help put together this plan on your behalf and tell you all the things that you should be doing. This is what we specialize in. We can make sure you're not making any mistakes, because sadly, we do see it quite often. So, taking a look at the differences between traditional and Roth IRA. We talked about it a little bit last week. I'll continue in more detail. So here it is. You put money into a traditional IRA. Into a traditional IRA, you get a tax deduction for that. So let's just assume you put in $5,000. By the way, it's the same thing with your 401k, 403b, 457. Whatever you put in. Now, the max you can put in an IRA is $5,500. If you're over the age of 50, you can put $6,500. Now, in a 401k, you can put $18,000. If you're over the age of 50, you do a catch-up of $6,000, which is $24,000. So you could actually put $24,000. And you can put $24,000 in a 401k, 403b, or 457. Besides the point, let's go back to the basics. The basics is, anytime you put in money in these accounts, you get a tax write-off. Now, what does that mean? I know that's the case, but what are you talking about? Here it is. If you put in $5,000, and you're in the 25% tax bracket, you will get back 25% of what you put in. Now, if you live in the state of California, you also get back the 9.3, let's call it 10. So technically, and that's 10%, by the way, 10% bracket in the state of California. So if you put in $5,000, you'll get back 35 cents on the dollar of that. 35 cents on the dollar. Okay, so that's roughly $1,750 that you get back of the $5,000 you put in. So technically, it didn't cost you $5,000 because you got back $1,750 between state and federal in the state of California. So technically, it only cost you $3,250 to save five. That's important to understand how that works. A lot of people, yes, they understand it, but how do you know what tax bracket you're in? That's the bigger question people have. So here's how you figure it out. You look at last year's taxes. Now, you first want to identify if there's any difference from one year to another, but the most important part is going to one number and one number only, and I want you to remember this one number for the rest of your life. This number is line number 43. Line number 43, assuming you have a 1040 tax return, line number 43 tells you what your taxable income is. What your taxable income is shows you what tax bracket you're going to be in. That's so important for multiple reasons. It's mostly important to see what decision do you put money in, whether it's in a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. And sadly, a lot of people get the wrong advice from whether it's their friends, families, advisors, and here's the worst part, even your tax preparer. Because tax preparer doesn't know what your future looks like. Now, I know what you're thinking. Gabriel, you don't have a crystal ball. How do you know what the future looks like? Well, back up. The one thing I do have is I look at your current tax situation. I take a look at your Social Security. I take a look at your write-offs you have today and what they look like in the future. If all your deductions will maintain the same, I'll take a look at your assets that you have. If you have any pensions, any rental income, all income that will be coming in. That shouldn't change. There's no crystal ball for that. Of course not, but it's called planning. And with financial planning, with a strong emphasis on tax planning, we can help identify that for you, folks. That's what we do. And you don't do it because you don't do it every day. Even if you think you got it, you don't got it because you only deal with it once. And that's for you. Maybe your cousin, maybe your brother, maybe your wife, whatever. That's three people max. We deal with three people in a day. We deal with 50 people in a month. We deal with thousands of people a year. So no matter how great you are, we're better. No matter how many books you read on medicine, your doctor is better. Same thing with your accountant, your dentist, and your lawyer. They're better. And it's okay that they're better. You want them better. You don't want to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. That's not the point. So we can help with that. You give us a call. This is what we specialize in. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help put that together. Folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And now we are talking about your taxes. The one of many things that are certain in this world, we know death and we sure as heck know taxes. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, but Trump didn't pay taxes. Okay, back up. Trump is smart enough to know if he has something he's not strong in, he hires people that know it better than he does. Folks, that's what successful people do. When they know they have a limitation, I have a limitation in law. If I were to get in trouble, I would get a lawyer. I have a limitation in medicine. Sure, I'm married a doctor, but that doesn't matter. I go and I get professional help, someone who understands my charts, my situation, and is not my wife. My point is that we, sadly, sometimes mistaken our finances as a non-professional entity where we can do it ourselves. And that is a mistake. That is a misconception, a misnomer of ways that you can mess it up because you know what? You are biased on your situation. The men, everything is fine. The women, oof, I don't feel too well. I don't know if my husband got it. And sadly, you need to have a second pair of eyes take a look at it. That's where we add value. You may think you're on track. If that's the case, you get a pat on the back. We've done it to a lot of listeners out there, but you cannot afford to make mistakes. And now is the time to do it. Why is now the time to do it? Because it's tax time. The things you do today, you can have it affect your last year's taxes. You have until April 15 until that's the case. And on top of that, you have until this year, December 31st. You have the whole year. Now is the time to do the planning because you have the whole year ahead of you. You don't want to wait until next year again before and after the fact's already done. No, now is the time to take advantage of that. Now is the time to make sure that you are planning for two tax years with one time. That's why we're offering this master tax plan. We are offering that to you where we can help put together a financial situation, a financial plan, financial strategies, along with tax strategies of ways that can enhance your situation, reduce taxes today, and reduce taxes in the future. Give us a call. We can help. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help put this together on your behalf. Because we are talking about the differences between Roth and traditional IRAs. And some of you are really liking how this traditional IRA works. We haven't talked about Roth, but we talked about traditional. And everything that you put into a traditional IRA, you get back in a tax refund because you are taxed on less. For example, yet again, if you put in $1,000 in there, and you're in the 25% tax bracket, state of California is 10%, you get back 35% of that $1,000, which is 35 cents on the dollar, which is $350. So some people are very happy about that. I want to talk to you about why some people are doing it wrong. And I want to also talk about in the second segment of today after the break, we're going to talk about a Roth account as well, because a lot of people don't understand the differences between the two. They think sometimes you have to pay taxes to put money in. No. That is not the case, not when you're taking it from your paycheck or bank account. So you really want to make sure you're making these right decisions, and that's where we add value to you, because 'tis the season to make the right decisions. So after we come back from this break, we're going to talk more about the Roth account as we just talked about the traditional account. Then I'm going to talk to you about comparing them head-to-head and which one is the winner, because for some people, traditional is the winner, and for other people, Roth is the winner. So we're going to talk about that after this break. We're going to go over more important topics of personal finance. Stay with us. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend. We're covering all important topics of personal finance. Now we are talking about taxes. Hello, taxes. Tis the season. You are getting annoyed and bombarded with things in the mail, and you are dreading going to your post office to figure out what taxes you're going to pay from your W-2s, your 1099s, and your 1099Rs, and seeing what's coming in and what you got to pay for. That's the reality of it. So we are going to go over proper things that you should be doing, and especially come tax time, and where should you be saving your money? IRA versus Roth. That's the focus at this time of the year. So looking at the difference between the two, we just got done talking on the first segment about the traditional IRA. Now we're going to look at the Roth IRA. Now, it opened up back in 1997. That's when the Roth account started, by Senator Roth, of course. And the goal of this account is where you can put money in this account and you do not get a tax deduction. So it's not like you get taxed for putting money in, because you already paid money on the tax in your bank account. So it's you're putting money in this account and you're not getting a tax deduction. You're forfeiting the tax write-off today. And the reason you're doing that is because the growth on this money is 100% tax-free between federal and state. Completely tax-free. So you put in $5,000, it grows to $15,000. You can take out that $15,000 tax-free between federal and state. Easy enough. So let us continue. The idea of this, because it sounds great, the idea of this is, what will be your tax situation in retirement. So what's your tax situation in retirement? That's a tough question. We kind of talked about that earlier. You have to understand what income is going to be coming in retirement. So by doing that analysis, you have to factor and focus one important piece and tax information on your tax return, and that's line number 43. And once you look at line number 43, that will help you identify what your tax situation is today and what it will be in retirement. And then you have to make a decision. Are you going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement? Because here's the thing. 30 to 40% of the people I see on a daily basis are in a higher tax bracket in retirement than they ever were working. That is insane to think, but it's the reality of what I see on a daily basis. So with that being said, you have to think to yourself, well, that's not going to be me. No way that's me. Well, hold on there, folks. Let's say you're 60 years old right now. You might have $350,000 in a retirement account. Sure, maybe you think you make $85,000 a year. The missus is at home. With write-offs, you probably get $20,000 in write-offs. Your taxable income is $65,000. Well, that will put you at the 15% tax bracket. So you're thinking, I'm in the 15% tax bracket. I don't got a tax problem today. I'm fine. Now, you've been working for a while now, saving money for a long while. Let's say today you only got, let's do this. Let's say you got a good amount in there. You got $350,000. $350,000 in your retirement accounts. You're planning to work for another 5 years. Now, you're putting in $24,000 a year. You're trying to play catch-up right now into your retirement account. So when you put in $24,000 a year, you're reducing your income by $24,000, which means you're getting a write-off in the 15% tax bracket. So you're getting back 15% of the $24,000 you put in for the next 5 years. So that $24,000 in 5 years, that is brings it up to, you're going to have well over $500,000. That's even showing with your assets growing at 2%, which, heck, last year grew at over 10% alone. But let's just say average 2% over the next 5 years because with your luck. So now you're retired. Now maybe you get a Social Security of $30,000. Your spouse gets one of $20,000. Maybe you're lucky enough to get a pension, we'll call it a $15,000. It doesn't have to be a pension. It could be dividends. It could be interest. It could be a rental property, whatever the case is. So you're adding all that together. And what you have is about $65,000. So you still will get write-offs on that. So let's say your write-offs are another $20,000. That drops your income down to $45,000. Here's the thing, though. If your money is continuing to grow, by the time you turn 70 and a half, you're forced to take money out of that account. You are forced to make roughly a 4% withdrawal out of that account. Let's say by the time that happens, it's at $800,000. You may think, no way I'll ever have $800,000. I only have $350,000 today. But hello, you're saving $24,000 a year. Plus, if you have a modest rate of return, it's going to grow. Heck, every 10 years, even if you put nothing in there, your money better double. Your $350,000 should be $710,000 years from now. Just by standard growth procedures. Let's just assume you're at $350,000 today. By the time you're 70 and a half, it's $800,000. I know it might be crazy to think, you guys, but check this out. If you're withdrawing at a 4% rate because of your required minimum distribution, because you're forced to take money out at 70 and a half because Uncle Sam's never taxed you on it, that's $32,000. Well, we just said that you made $65,000 between pension and Social Securities. You get a $20,000 write-off that drops it down to $45,000. Now you add $32,000 to that. Now you're $77,000. Now you're in the 25% tax bracket. You are in the 25% tax bracket. You spent your whole life saving in the 15 only because you're now in the 25 or 25? How does that make any sense? And sadly, that's what I see on a daily basis. People saving in the 15 and taking on the 25. That's the exact opposite of what you want to do. And that's why we're offering this master tax plan for you. That's why it's a $500 offer, because we know that people are making mistakes like you. You want to make sure that you understand your financial and tax situation. Your financial advisor doesn't know this. Heck, your accountant doesn't know this. They don't know what you're saving. They don't know what you're doing. They don't care. Their job is to prepare your taxes. And if they were a tax planner, you would be meeting with them 3 to 4 times a year and you wouldn't have this problem, but that's not always the case. Folks, I want you to keep that in mind. I want you to take advantage of this master tax plan. We could help make sure you're not making these mistakes. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help make sure you're avoiding these type of mistakes that people are making on a daily basis. It is frustrating. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're covering all important topics of personal finance, and now we're talking about taxes. Now, we went over numbers fast, and it wasn't even fast. It's just some people just, oof, that's a lot of numbers over the air driving to my car. That's a lot going on. I get it. That's why we want you to take advantage of this free financial assessment, this master tax plan. This could help identify and make it specific. Bring the show to your specific situation and make sure you're saving in the right pool, making sure you're doing the right things. This is where we add value, folks. And here's the thing. Some of you might be thinking, it's too late for me. Well, guess what? It might not be too late for you. I don't care if you're 65 years old or 85 years old, because here's the thing. There's also strategies out there where you can take money from your IRA and move it into the Roth. They call that strategy a Roth conversion. I might say it might be a fantastic opportunity to do that, especially before you're the age of your 70 and a half. Because if you can convert at lower rates, in this example, in the 15% tax bracket, so it keeps you out of the 25% tax bracket, folks, that is proper tax planning. That is the way to do it. That is just being responsible with your finances, because you are cherry picking it properly. You are properly understanding what your future taxation is going to be and how to reduce it long term. Folks, that's what we specialize in. And that's what tax planning does, is understanding your full financial situation, not like an advisor who doesn't even look at your tax return, financial advisor. He just sells you crap most of the time. That's how they work. They're commission-based people, and they're trying to sell you products. And now the poor accountants, they're good people, but what's the problem with the accountants? Well, the problem with the accountants are they're historians. They only look at what happened in the past. Well, here as financial planners, with the emphasis on tax planning, we do it all. We took a look at from your investments to make sure you're properly invested in avoiding high fees, cost, commissions, and unnecessary taxes. And we also do that for your tax returns as well. We take a look at what your future taxation is going to look based on your assets, your pensions, your social securities, and your write-offs, everything. That's what we specialize in. Take advantage of it. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help put together this financial assessment, this master tax plan for you. That's what it's there for. So taking a look at what available options are for you. If today's tax rates are considered low based on your future situation, heck, it can control the taxation on your Social Security. I mean, that's an important concept right there. It can control the taxation on your Social Security. That is important to understand, because you can potentially put that where it becomes tax-free, where your finances become tax-free for the rest of your life. These are the concepts. These are the strategies. These are the values that we offer at our firm, at Falcon Wealth Planning. We got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Take advantage. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help put that together for you, folks. Folks, as we close out the show, holy smokes, that was a quick 30 minutes. Thank you for tuning in this Sunday afternoon, this weekend. You can always reach out to myself or my colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number, 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. You can get information about our podcast on our website as well, or just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone. Call us. We will have a personal, confidential conversation about your situation to help relate this show to your specific situation. Tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics of personal finance, where our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. Enjoy your afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.